The Art of Work, Section 1. Futile, completely futile, I say to you, everything we do is futile. For what do we gain from all the work at which we toil under the sun? A generation comes and a generation goes, but the earth is not changed. The sun rises, the sun sets, then hurries back to where it rises again. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. The streams all flow to the sea, and yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams came from, there they return again. Everything goes on in these endless cycles, and yet our mouths never tire of speaking, our eyes never finish looking, and our ears never get their fill of listening. How we live and work under the sun does not change, and even though people say, things are different now, it was this way long before we were born. We have forgotten what happened before our time, and in the future the memory of what is taking place now will also vanish. Today, let's take a closer look at Kohelet's words about mankind's insatiable desire for something new. For some reason, we have a great need to believe that together, as a race of beings, we are making progress and moving forward. To bolster this need, this belief, we spend time each day watching, listening, and reading the daily news, things that happen around the world that are different from what was new yesterday. Kohelet cuts the chase and says to us, think again. Is there really anything under the sun that has fundamentally changed the way we live and work? If you took any one of us and removed all our inventions and dropped us back into society 1,000 years ago, would the fundamental core issues of being human change at all? Would we still work, eat, drink, relate to others around us, and solve the problems of a day? Of course we would. That is why stories and movies in long past days still grab our attention, for we can easily see ourselves living in the past, or even in the future, for there really is nothing new under the sun. Kohelet points out that we are so interested in the new that we quickly lose touch with the past, and in this way, even the things we thought were so important and revolutionary yesterday are quickly forgotten in the pursuit of something new today. Our mouths never tire of speaking, our eyes never finish looking, and our ears never get their fill of listening, in spite of the fact that how we live and work under the sun does not fundamentally change. If you reflect on this for a while, the irony of how much time we are wasting watching, listening, and talking about the things that really do not matter at all, it is no wonder that peace and rest are so foreign to us. We are completely out of control in our pursuit for something new, some proof that we are winning and gaining ground. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes. My website is artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.